AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. An FDA advisory panel recommends the Food and Drug Administration grant emergency approval for the use of Johnson & Johnson's single-dose coronavirus vaccine. If the FDA quickly approves the recommendation, shipments of a few million doses could begin as early as Monday. The House is expected to pass President Biden's $1.9 trillion pandemic relief package, which addresses many major problems exposed by the pandemic, including billions of dollars for schools, state and local governments, and businesses. House Budget Committee Chairman Kentucky Congressman John Yarmuth says the massive legislation has overwhelming support across the country.
76% of the American people support the bill, 60% of Republicans. You see everyone from the chairman of the Fed to major business groups, 150 CEOs, to education groups, to labor groups. You can't name really one aspect of society that has not gotten behind this piece of legislation.
Congressional Republicans remain dead set against the measure. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says the $15 an hour minimum wage proposal will be part of the package.
When we send this over there, we are sending it as a symbol of a difference it'll make in the lives of the American people, but not just a symbol, but as a solid proposal. If it doesn't prevail because of Senate rules, we will persist.
President Biden and First Lady Jill Biden spent time at a food bank today in Houston and met with officials at the Harris County Emergency Management Center. Emergency Management Director Mark Sloan says at the height of the Valentine's weekend storm, the city was blacked out and later millions lost their water supply.
We had approximately 3.5 million residents without water.
At least 40 people in Texas died as a result of the storm. More than a million are still under orders to boil water before drinking it. This is AP News. Newly released intelligence information finds U.S. officials believe Saudi Arabia's crown prince approved an operation to kill a dissident journalist.
Jamal Khashoggi died in 2018 at the Saudi embassy in Istanbul, Turkey. The report says Saudi Arabia's crown prince likely approved the killing. The prince said in 2019 he took full responsibility for the killing since it happened on his watch, but denied ordering it. Press Secretary Jen Psaki says this will recalibrate the U.S. relationship with Saudi Arabia.
The president raises, as does every official at every level, concerns we have about human rights abuses and steps that we expect the government and officials in the country to take.
Democrats are pressing for strong action against Saudi Arabia, possibly sanctions. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Former presidential and current New York mayoral candidate Andrew Yang stepped in to help a photographer on a Staten Island ferry today. Spencer Platt says he was shoved by a man who then came at him with a metal rod. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.